This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some ticket techs on college football. Kickoff times announced yesterday. John, you get excited.
Oh, I do.
I feel guilty. I don't feel the same excitement with the sport. And I've largely been in favor of a lot of these changes, like paying players and conference expansion. But when you keep expanding the playoff, you water down the meaning of all these big games on your schedule. And when the portal has ripped rosters limb from limb, you lose some of the passion and the continuity surrounding your teams. You're still in the Get Me to Saturday camp, and you'll enjoy Saturdays.
Love it.
I would tell you those Saturdays mean less.
To you.
Which is a damn shame. Mm-hmm. No, they do mean less. You guys beat Ohio State, they won a national title anyway. That wouldn't have happened 10 years ago.
It wouldn't have happened 2 years ago.
Yeah,
right.
It changes quickly. That's the other thing. It's changing very quickly. We don't even get to appreciate the 12-team playoff for more than two seasons.
Right.
I mean, the belief is we're going to get 16 by 2026. We don't even really get to see the adjustments.
We had a decade of four teams.
Yeah.
And I think that the plan all along was to get to 16. They just didn't want to do it, you know, and times four, the playoff teams. They wanted to ease us into it with a couple of years of 12, knowing that they were going to go to 16 eventually. I think it's all about the format and whether it's auto bids or if it's just a conference champions.
If you had done eight, to me, that's...
Hey, I'm with you.
That walks the line of, hey, I can lose one or two, but now I'm flirting with getting left out and the regular season still holds meaning. When you go to 16, I could lose three or even four. And I think you've swung the door open too far. Why not eight? Why 16? It's an easy answer, people. I got to cram in a couple more Big Ten and a couple more SEC teams. Those are the money conferences, and money has taken the precedent.
The only time that I think we'll take a step back and go, maybe it's okay, is if that 16 seed ends up winning it.
Yeah.
Which
you don't see happening.
Feels very, very unlikely.
Mike in Livonia, State of the Sport, what's up?
Hey, buddy. So, Jim, honestly, you are making very valid points. John, I love you, go blue, but here's the way you're viewing things is from a microscopic view of, in the moment, being in the game, are the games important? Of course they are. This is where I disagree with you, Jim. I do believe college football is still amazing, but is the luster gone? Yes. To a certain extent, you know, what was great about college football was every moment mattered. The upset alerts, I would watch every single one of them because any of these teams lose one game, they're out of the championship game, right? And nowadays, you know, it's turned into one of these things where it's just like the Lions. They can lose a stinker to the Ravens or the Carolina Panthers and still somehow make it into the, you know, playoffs and like Ohio State last year, you know, end up winning the championship. So, what was the greatest thing about college football legitimately got taken away from us? And I don't think I'm not going to be complaining about the portal. Honestly, the money, I'm okay with it. The contracts will be worked out eventually with the NCAA once they stop being stubborn. You know, the conference expansion, I'm all for it. I love it. USC, UCLA, bring them on. Texas, I'd love it too. I don't mind. But at the end of the day, it's just the playoffs. If they could have just kept it to maybe four teams, I think that was perfect. And now you're talking 12-16. That's an overkill. And honestly, at this point, what's the point of losing one or two games? You could sit out some of your players and then have them take a seat at the end of the season. So I appreciate the time, guys.
It feels a bit like a runaway train. Like, in theory, a lot of this was good. A ticket texter says, the irony of supporting paying players while also being upset at the obvious cash grab is perfect irony. It's the runaway train. The players always deserved a slice of the pie,
right?
But now we need to bake a bigger pie. And the gluttony of it all, it's a runaway train.
Yeah, but the scheduling, isn't it just becoming more NFL-like? I mean, we don't sit there and complain about a team that makes the playoffs that's 11-6.
We don't.
And so why can't we wrap our minds around that in college football? And I think Greg has a great point where it's in the NFL playoffs, you go right from that final season into the playoffs the next week.
John, it's still going to be football, but it loses charm is what I'm saying. Like, it's not like I'm going to stop watching college football if there's a 16-team playoff. It would be more like the NFL, but the charm of college is gone, and I don't get the talent of the NFL.
No, you're just the young guy that doesn't want to evolve.
It's just a less charming product.
Yeah, I think charm is the perfect word. We had a texter reference that word. It has lost its charm. Nobody can deny that. That's what made it different than the NFL.
Correct.
I also think, too, that the quality of teams doesn't stack up as deep as the NFL does. You know, I think the playoff exposed that last year. Those first round games were a joke, right?
Yeah.
Right. But I would argue that, especially with this year's NFL draft, when you have Quinn Ewers going in the 7th round, Shadur going in the 5th round, guys that would have made more money in college football than they will in the NFL, I think we're going to see a lot of those kids spend an extra year or two at the college level. Would college football be better this year, no matter where they ended up? Obviously, Shadur would have been in Colorado, and Quinn Ewers, if he's not at Texas, because that's going to be Arch Manning. If he transferred, let's just say he transferred back to Ohio State, or he transferred to Alabama, would college football be better with him as a college football quarterback than the NFL is with him as a backup?
Yes.
And so I think while it wasn't great viewing in year one of the 12-team playoff, I think it's going to take some time for all of these kids to make that decision. Eventually, you know, if I'm not a second round or higher pick, I can make more money in college football. I'm going to stay there. More talent, you spread that talent around, and now all of a sudden there's a little bit more parity. It's just going to take a little time for that process to happen.
But he might make that more money somewhere else, so he's hopping to another program for that last year or whatever. To me, it doesn't happen in the NFL, really.
Free agency doesn't happen in the NFL?
How many big-time quarterbacks change teams in the NFL? It's rare.
Very rare.
I agree with that, but we have other positions.
That I'm going to snag Shadur Sanders here at Michigan and play. Like, let's say Sanders went back to college, okay? And they don't want to start Underwood this year. We're going to bring Shadur in here for 1 year because you're paying him a bunch of money. What's that going to do for the program? To me, it just doesn't interest me like it does the NFL.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Adrian in Dearborn, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
So I want to comment on the last caller was saying how, like, the best part of college football is every game matters. You lose a game, you're out. You know how he's talking about that. So my thing is this. Like, yeah, that's true, but it's so annoying to go through the whole season watching all these garbage teams Michigan has to play. And what happens is it's like, okay, you win. Okay, you're expected to win. Okay, you lose. What the hell's going on, right? So it's never – you're never rooting on a Saturday unless you're playing Ohio State or Penn State. So I think in the long run, as we see these bigger team playoffs happen, I think the teams who have the tougher schedules is going to result in them doing better in the playoffs. And over time, people will realize that. And it's going to turn into more bigger games, better game schedule throughout the season instead of us playing Colorado State or Hawaii and stuff like that. If that happens, I think it's worth it.
I could see that path. It's going to take the Big Ten and the SEC to agree on that.
And you said you saw a headline that they could potentially do something like that.
It's one of the ideas that was floated out in the SEC, you know,
that they would
coaches
go,
and you that, know, commissioner meeting.
That they're at least bantying the idea that they would go to 9 conference games like the Big Ten, like a big boy conference, and then also make it so you have a 10th notable game as well because you would play a crossover with the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And in some cases, they'd actually have 11 because schools like Florida play Florida State or Clemson and South Carolina. Those are big boy schedules.
Yes.
Let's get to Larry and Howell. Larry, you're on 97.1.
Hey, I think thanks for taking my call. I just think the expansion of the college playoff actually penalizes the top teams. The top teams always had a bye in the 12-game format or 12-team format,
yeah.
and now they don't have a bye. And the other thing, we're asking a heck of a lot out of these college players now. It used to be 11-game season, and now we're expanding it to what? How many games in a season? And how much can the body take? I mean, we're seeing that in the NFL. NFL's become a game of attrition. Who's the last man standing rather than who has the best team out there?
On one hand, I like that we are not going to have the same two or three teams at the top. The idea that like this does yeah. let another wave of teams compete for the title is probably good for the sport.
Yeah.
But 16 feels, I don't know, maybe we'll all get used to 16 and then we'll be doing what we do in
well,
March
Madness.
Well,
you'll be forced to get used to it.
But then we'll go, well, I can't believe they're going to 24. This is ridiculous.
We get used to things. Nebraska used to be in the Big 12.
Yep.
Colorado was in the Big 8.
Yeah.
The Big 12, the Pac-10, now the Big 12 again.
Texas and Rice used to be in the same conference.
Yeah, I know. University of Chicago. I mean, used to be in the
Big 10. Yeah, we take it back 100 years ago?
Stanford used to be called the Indians. They're the Cardinal. They changed that 50-plus years ago. Yep. We get used to things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.